Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. The medical charity MSF says that around 300 migrants were hurt when Macedonian police fired tear gas and stun grenades at crowds trying to break through from Greece. An MSF official said 200 migrants were treated for breathing problems, 30 for wounds from plastic bullets, and more for other injuries. A Greek government spokesman, George Kiritsis, said the use of force was unacceptable.
The extensive use of tear gas, stun grenades, and even rubber bullets indiscriminately amidst women and children for hours is a deplorable and extremely dangerous practice, and we believe that the authorities of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia need to understand the risks inherent in attacking refugees and migrants.
A UN-backed ceasefire has begun in Yemen after more than a year of fighting between forces loyal to the government, who are bolstered by a Saudi-led coalition, and Houthi rebels supported by Iran. Each side has pledged not to be the first to break the truce, but warned they would respond if attacked. More than 6,000 people have been killed and 2 million displaced by the conflict. The Prime Minister of Ukraine, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, says he will submit his resignation to Parliament on Tuesday. His decision comes after months of instability and falling poll ratings. Mr. Yatsenyuk said he would now concentrate on other issues.
I resign as Prime Minister. With dignity, I confirm my personal national duty to the state. As of today, my goals are broader than the authority of the head of government. New electoral law, constitutional and judicial reform, international support for Ukraine, Ukraine's membership in the European Union and in NATO.
The German finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble has set out proposals to combat international tax evasion and money laundering. Mr. Schäuble's initiative comes in response to a huge leak of documents from a Panamanian law firm that exposed hidden wealth in tax havens across the world. This report from Marcus Erber.
Wolfgang Schäuble is calling for more international cooperation in the fight against illegal activities involving offshore companies. Mr. Schäuble wants all governments to create and share lists naming the beneficiaries of such firms. National tax authorities should automatically be given access to each other's information. And tax havens such as Panama should be placed on a blacklist if they refuse to provide the data. Mr. Schäuble is also considering a change to the statute of limitation for tax fraud to make the prosecution of offenders easier.
World News from the BBC. The British Prime Minister David Cameron is due to make a statement in Parliament later about how his government intends to tackle tax evasion following the revelations in the Panama Papers. Mr. Cameron has already published information about his personal income and tax payments for the past 6 years, after it was disclosed that his late father ran an offshore fund. The Syrian Orthodox Patriarch, head of one of the world's oldest Christian communities, has called for reconciliation after visiting a partly Christian town following its recapture by Russian-backed government forces. The Patriarch, Ignatius Ephraim II, told the BBC that Islamic State forces killed 21 Christian residents of the town of Al-Kariatayn when they captured it last August. They were among 300 Christians who failed to escape in time. The rest were ransomed by their families. IS forces destroyed most of the town, but the Patriarch said that restoring harmony among faiths remained his goal.
It is very possible. We lived it. We lived this situation for centuries. We learned how to respect each other. We learned how to live with each other. We can live together again if we are left alone by others.
Exit polls from Peru's presidential election indicate that Keiko Fujimori, the daughter of the jailed former leader, Alberto Fujimori, has won the first round, but she's not gained a big enough share to avoid a second round runoff. Her main challengers are former World Bank economist Pedro Pablo Kuczynski and a left-wing congresswoman, Veronica Mendoza. Within the past few minutes, the British golfer Danny Willett has won the US Masters Tournament in Augusta. He finished 5 under par at the 18th hole to win his first major title. The defending champion, Jordan Spieth, the world number 2, lost his lead after a disastrous performance on the 12th hole. He hit water twice. BBC News.